Okay, today's daf is Vachim daf Dalid. So far on daf Beis, we discussed primarily the issue of Stam Lishma, both by Get and by Karban. On daf Gimel, we discussed whether Mina and Lav Mina is Machriv or not Machriv, what's more likely to be Machriv, Mina or Lav Mina, which is a unique Zvachim kind of Lashon. You don't really find that concept, Mina Machriv. Machriv is a very strong Lashon to say Pasul, or even that Lo Olo Labailim Shem Chova sometimes still use a Lashon Machriv. So that was the primary Sugya on Daf Gimel. Primary Sugya of Daf Dalet, the main point of the entire Daf, is to, once we discuss the concept of Lishma, when it comes to a karban, and our Mishnah again said that if a karban is shechted shelo lishma, it is kosher, it's just that it's not olo lebailim shem chova. So very clearly, at least as a lechadchila for a karban needs to be done lishma. And we pointed out that lishma means two things. It means l'shem that karban, and l'shem that bailim. It has to be l'shem the bailim of the karban, that particular owner of the karban. So the main, the sugi of daf dalid is finding out how we know that the avodos of the karban need to be l'shma, and not just shchita, that all the avodos of the karban need to be l'shma. In general, there are dalid avodos, right? There's Shechita, Kabbalah, Halacha, and Zrika. You shech the carbon, you do Kabbalah Sadam, you bring the dam to the Mizbeach, and you zorik the dam in the Mizbeach. So all the Dalet Avodos, we'll see, requires some level of Lishma. So that's what we're going to spend the entire daf on, figuring out where we know in Psukim that the Dalet Avodos require Lishma. So says Gemara, we're at the top of daf Dalet Amenalf. We actually finished the daf yesterday. Says Gemara, Minala Debitan Zvicha Lishma. How do we know that Zvicha requires Lishma? Now Rashi, right off the bat, says, L'chadchi, that it requires lishma lechadchila, because we already discussed about it passeling if it's not lishma, or about not being all by l'mshem chova. But how do I know that there's such a requirement? Di'imi motzis v'sechel mifreshi be'avodos. So Rashi says something that's a little bit cryptic. He doesn't. He seems to be asking a question. He says, if it were just based on the pasuk of motzis v'secha, which implies that you're supposed to do what you say you do, and therefore that would seem to imply that you're required to do the zvich lishma, well, that doesn't explicitly say anything about the various avodos of the karban. And since it doesn't say anything about the avodos of the karban, so mela, that's not a good enough source that you need shechita lishma. So what exactly is Rashi trying to tell us? So in the Sefer Taras HaKodesh, quoted here in the Biurei Adaf, he quotes the Sefer Taras HaKodesh that says that Rashi is trying to say the following, that there are two inyanim when it comes to lishma by a karban. One inyan is the iser to be mishana and to shech the l'shem zevach acher, to go and shech the karban for the sake of some other karban, meaning an iser to do it, shelo lishma. And then the second inyan is a mitzvah l'chadchila to do it l'shem this karban. It's a sur me'rav aseh tov kind of thing. One inyan is don't do it the wrong way, and the other inyan is yes, do it the right way. That it's a mitzvah l'chadchila to be mechavein l'shem this karban, not l'shem any other karban. So from the pasuk of motzis v'secha tishmar, we cannot learn the chiyuv to do the karban l'shma. We only learn the chiyuv to not change midiburo, to not be mishana midiburo, to not do different than what you said by making the karban l'shem zevach acher. So that's what the Gemara, that's what Rashi is trying to say. From motzis v'secha, we only see the inyan of the sur meira of don't do l'shem zevach acher, but we don't see the positive requirement of doing it l'shma. And that's what our Gemara is searching for. We're looking for where we know this positive requirement of doing the karban, of shechting the karban specifically l'shma. Zvicha is the shechita, the shechting the karban should be l'shma. So again, minal adivin is zvicha l'shma. How do I know that the shechita of the karban needs to be l'shma? Says Gemara, Damar Kra, says in the pasuk, v'im zevach shlamim karbono, that we darshan the fact that it says zevach shlamim karbono shetei zvicha l'shem shlamim. Zevach means shchita, next word is shlamim, so you see that the shchita, when you shech the karbon shlamim, it has to be a zevach shlamim, it has to be a shchita l'shem shlamim. So you see that the shchita needs to be l'shem that karbon. Obviously the l'shma that we're referring to over here is not about l'shem the bailim. We're going to get to that later in the daf. Right now we're first discussing the inyan of l'shma to make sure that you're doing doing it l'shem, the right karban. So that's the pasuk where we see that you need shechita l'shem, the karban shlamim, when you're bringing karban shlamim. So frankly, Gemara, is that really how you read the pasuk? V'dilma hainu shemayhu. Maybe a karban shlamim is just called a zevach shlamim. How do you know that it's telling me zevach milashon zvicha, milashon to do the shechita, and that's what it's saying, zevach shlamim, do the shechita l'shem karban shlamim? No, maybe it's saying zevach shlamim. The name of the karban is a zevach shlamim. The karban is called a zevach shlamim, and that's just referring to the karban. So says the Gemara, no, because we have other psukim in the Torah as well that don't refer to the zevach shlamim. They just refer to the shlamim. So it's obviously not just the name of the karban. Midichsiv hamakrives dam hashlamim, hazorek es dam hashlamim. Why doesn't it say hamakrives zevach hashlamim, es dam zevach hashlamim, hazorek es dam zevach hashlamim? Veloksiv zevach. It doesn't say the word zevach in those psukim when it refers to the karban shlamim. V'hachak siv zevach, but dafka over here it says zevach shema minash et hezvich l'shem shlamim. So you see clearly zevach is used in the context of shechita, that the shechita of this particular karban has to be l'shma, it has to be l'shem that karban. So says the Gemara, okay, great. So now from here we see that we require zvicha l'shma, that we require shechita l'shma. So frak the Gemara, ashkechan zvicha, shara vodos minalan. That's great in terms of shechita. How do I know that the Kabbalah, Halacha, Zrika, all the other avodos also need l'shma? I only see shechita l'shma from here. So v'chi teim alelef mizvicha. So you'll say, what do you mean? Whenever the Torah says something in one place, the standard rule is mematzinu. If it says it by one avodah, so you should apply it to all the dalet avodos. So the Torah doesn't have to tell me in every single case what the halacha is going to be. The Torah gives me principles, and I know to apply it from one place to another. So you'll say that I should learn it out from zvicha. Mal zvicha shekei nifsala shelo l'shem ochlin mepesach. Says Gemara, no, you can't easily derive from zvicha to the other three avodos, because there's a specific chumrah that shechita has that might lead one to believe that the requirement of lishma is also just limited to shechita. Since shechita has a specific chumrah, one might believe that that lishma only applies to shechita. What is that specific chumrah? That it's nifsula shelo l'shem ochlin bePesach. That let's say you're shechting Karban Pesach, and you have in mind to shecht it on behalf of people who could not eat a kazayis from this Karban Pesach. They are physically incapable of eating a kazayis from the Karban Pesach. That's a pasul shechita. You do any of the other avodos of the Karban for someone who's unable to eat it, that is a kasher shechita. But you do that is a kasher avoda. But a shechita, l'shem somebody who's unable to eat it, it's a pasul shechita. So you see very clearly that shechita has a specific chumrah, granted only in the context of Karban Pesach, but it does have a specific chumrah. So since it has a chumrah, you would think this is also just on the list of chumras that shechita has. L'shma is a din, dafka in shechita, it's not a din in anything else. Now what does it mean, shalol l'shem ochlin? So Rashi says that we're not referring to people who are not the bailam on the Karban. There is a din by Karban Pesach, you need to be menuyin al Karban. You need to be appointed, you need to be registered on the Karban Pesach. That it's not just you bring it and then whoever eats it, whoever decides to take a kazayis from it. That's not the way it works. The Karban Pesach, you need to be pre-registered on the Karban Pesach. We're referring to people who are the Bailam of the Karban, but people who are a Zakein, a Chola, people who are not going to be able to eat a kazayis for whatever physical reasons. That's what we're referring to over here. They're simply unable to eat a kazayis. So, but why is this true? Why is it true that dafka by the shechita of the Karban Pesach, if it's shelo l'shem ochlin, the shechita, not any of the other avodos, but all the avodos of the Karban Pesach are for the sake of bringing the Karban Pesach, and if you can't eat it, so then obviously it's not, you know, you're not yotze the mitzvah. So why is it dafka the shechita that we're so particular about when it comes to the Karban Pesach? So there is in Or Sameach, in Hilchos Karban Pesach, Perek Beis Halacha Vav, where the Or Sameach explains that the heter achila in general, it's a good cloud to bring through Maseches Vachem with us, that the heter achila of anything is always tully in the shechita. Shechita is matir achila. Even by Karbanos, Shechita is Matir Achila, both by Chulin and by Kachim. By Karban Pesach, unlike other Karbanos, the primary mitzvah of Karban Pesach is Achilas of Karban Pesach. It's primarily a mitzvah Sachila. You know what the Raya is? By every other Karban, there's no inyan of eating a Kazayis. By every other Karban, there's an Isra of Nosar. You're not supposed to leave the meat over that can get eaten. But if you could split it up amongst 1,000 people and each one eats a, less than a kazayis, that's fine. There's a din shatehei nechal, that it, you can't leave it over. You just got to make sure it gets consumed. By Karban Pesach B'davka, there's a mitzvah achila, which means defined by a kazayis, that each and every person has to have a kazayis of a Karban Pesach. So since Karban Pesach is primarily a mitzvah of achila, the Torah is mechadesh that you need dafka shchita l'shem, someone who's able to eat it. That's only by shchita, because shchita is the only real matir of achila. The fact that it's zrika, that you can't eat it until after the zrika, that zrika affects the hartza'as hakarban. We discussed the concept of ritzui, of being mechaper, of making a Kodesh Baruch Hu happy. That's what zrika is about. Shchita is about the achila. So granted, you're not allowed to eat it until ritzui is done as well, but that's a separate din. The din of zrika addresses the ritzui. The din of shchita addresses the achila. So that's why dafka by the shchita of the Korban Pesach, it has to be l'shem ochlin. Yeah.
So if one person was able to eat the kazayis and everybody else was whole and zake and everything like that, it'd be okay?
Would be kasha. So there's a discussion in the Gemara about ketanim, registering ketanim on the Korban, because that's also an issue, right? So I don't remember. I don't remember what the din is, but logically logically it would seem that way. I don't know. I'm not sure. Okay, so says the Gemara, Ella Amar Kra. So again, bottom line is, where are we in our Gemara? Let's not get lost here. The Gemara wanted to know how I know that you need Shechita Lishma. So we had a good Maramakam for that you need Shechita Lishma. We said, okay, but what about other Avodos? And don't tell me that you need other Avodos Lishma because you learn it from Shechita. Shechita has its own Chumrah. So maybe Shechita, one of the Chumras of Shechita is that it needs to be Lishma. Maybe that doesn't apply to the other Avodos. Ella Amar Kra, Hamakriv Es Dam Ashlamim, Shetei Kabbalah L'Shem Shlamim. So how do I know that Kabbalah Sadam, that's the next avoda after Shechita, is the Kabbalah Sadam. How do I know that has to be Lishma? A different pasuk. Pasuk says, HaMakriv Estam HaShlamim. Makriv refers to Kabbalah. It's interesting that Makriv refers to Kabbalah. Rashi points out, Kabbalah Hu Detanya Ve'krivu, Zu Kabbalah Sadam. We're going to have a brisa that Ve'krivu refers to Kabbalah. I would have thought Makriv refers to Halacha. Right, you bring close. But no, Rashi tells us, Makriv, the Gemara is going to tell us, that Makriv is a reference to Kabbalah. It's a sugya later on Daf Lamed Gimel, I think it is. No, Daf Yud Gimel, rather. The sugya later on discusses how I know that Makriv is a reference to Kabbalah. Rashi over there explains, because right after the word Shechita, the Torah right away tells us Makriv. And what's done right after Shechita? Not Halacha, first you need to be Mekabel Adam. And then you're molech the dam. So that's how I know that makriv is a reference to Kabbalah and not to halacha. Happens to be Tosfos over there on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Tosfos over there wonders why Rashi says that. After all, the Gemara over there says that the reason that we don't say vehikrivu is a reference to the zrika is because there's a different pasuk that says v'zarku akvanim. But if Rashi's Vard is true, that the reason that a Makriv must refer to the Kabbalah is because it's said right after the Shechita, what's the Hava Mina that Makriv could be referring to Zrika? Zrika is the last of the Dalet Avodos. If Rashi's saying, no, Makriv's got to be the Kabbalah because it's the next thing, it's right after Shechita, well, of course it can't be Zrika. There's no Hava Mina to say it could be Zrika. That's really not right after Shechita. So that's what Tosus doesn't like, Rashi's interpretation. Tosus therefore suggests that, no, how do we know that Makriv is a reference to the Kabbalah? He says because Makriv is Milashon Karban, must be referring to something that's really primary in the Karban. Of the Dalet Avodos, and we're going to see throughout this Masechta, specifically on today's Daf, Halacha is the least Chashuv of the Avodos HaKarban. It's the only one that you can do without if you don't want. If you just shecht in the right place where you don't actually need to go anywhere, and you just throw from where you are, from where you're shechting, and you catch the dam, you can throw it to the Mizbeach, so you don't need to do a halacha. Halacha is not necessary even. So that's how Tosfos understands that Makriv must refer to the Kabbalah, because it's got to refer to something primary. You can't refer to something as relatively unimportant, if you're allowed to say that, as the halacha. Fine. So frak the Gemara. So now, what do we have so far? Now we know that you need shchita l'shem, the carbon that you're shechting it for, and we know that you need kabbalah l'shem, the carbon that you're shechting it for. What should be next on the list? So you'd expect it to say, no, what are the dollar avodas? Shchita, kabbalah, halacha, and zrika. So you'd expect halacha to be next on the list. So before we do that, first the Gemara says, wait a second, do I need two sources? We already explained why I can't learn Kabbalah from Shechita. We never explained why I can't just have a source, a pasuk that tells me Kabbalah needs to be Lishma, and I'll learn Shechita from there. So frankly, let the Torah just say by Kabbalah and I'll learn Shechita from there. No, because Kabbalah has its own chumras. Kabbalah happens to be pasul by a zar and an isha. Shechita is kosher, bizar, and beisha. Fascinating halacha, that a non-Kohen and even an Isha are allowed to do Shechita. So you see it's a Chumrah by Kabbalah that you don't have by Shechita. So just because you tell me Kabbalah needs to be Lishma, I don't necessarily know Shechita has to be Lishma. Shechita has several Kulas. There is a famous piece, there is a piece in Asfond Arayis, Rav Yosef Engel. For anyone who was in Rav Shaptosh here, it's a famous piece. Rav Shaptosh likes to quote every piece of Rav Yosef Engel. But Rav Yosef Engel, as Fonda Araisa, discusses the psul of an isha, b'nei Aaron v'lo b'nos Aaron, right, that we darshan from the fact that it says, emor al-kohanim b'nei Aaron. The fact that it's b'nei Aaron v'lo b'nos Aaron, is that, Rav Yosef Engel has a chakira, is that mechadish to us, that b'nos Aaron are, even though they are kohanos, there is such a thing as a female kohen, but they don't have the din of Kohen Legabe the Avodah? Or is it saying, no, that there's no such thing as a Kohenes? There's a Kohen, and anyone who's not a Kohen is a Zar. So by definition, Benos Aaron are a Zar, they're not a Kohen. My nafkamina, when you say, whatever you say is kosher by a Zar, does that necessarily put an Isha, or whatever punishment a Zar would get for doing a Kohen type of thing, does that same punishment apply to an Isha? Is it the same din? Or is it a separate din? The Bnei Aaron, velo Benos Aaron. Senator Yosef Engel thinks that it's totally in the Girsa over here. We have the Girsa that Kabbalah is Psula Bizar V'Isha. If you look at the little gimel, it refers to the Shittim Kvetzes in the margin. It's a very short Shittim Kvetzes over here. What does it say? Tevas V'Isha Nimchak. You take out the word V'Isha. V'Isha shouldn't be over here. Why would you take out the word V'Isha? We know that it's taka true. Kabbalah is not kosher when done by an Isha. Shechita is 100% absolutely kosher when done by an Isha. Tosos says later on in the Masechta, L'chachila. An Isha is definitely, even though the Mishnah uses such a lashon of a carbon that was shechted, Tosos says it's 100% a din l'chadchila, lamed aleph and beis. Sheshchita ksheira b'nashim, Tosos says, b'gmar muchach d'nashim shechtos afil l'chadchila. It's not a din b'diavet. So why would you take out the word v'isha? So maybe it's inclusive in the word zar. Right, it depends. If Isha is just a type of Zar, you don't need to say the word V'Isha. Zar is already said, so an Isha is just a Zar. It's just a different kind of Zar. But if you assume that an Isha is a separate soul than a Zar, so then you understand why you need to say Zar and Isha. So that's Rav Yosef Engel in Asfond Araisa discusses this girsa amongst many other rayas, whether an Isha has a din of a Zar or not. Fine. Says the Gemara, it's one of the shorter pieces in Asfond Araisa actually. It's not such a hard read. Says the Gemara Vayter. So again, what have we proven so far? We've proven that both Shechita and Kabbalah need to be Lishma, meaning on the level of Lishma, Lishem, that Karban. So again, as we said before, as I was building up before, you'd expect the next thing the Gemara to attack is Halal. We did Shechita, we did Kabbalah. What does the Gemara do? Ashkan Shechita v'Kabbalah, Zrika minalan. How do I know that Zrika also needs to be Lishma? Again, as I told you before, there are a lot of indications, even on this daf, but throughout the entire Masechta, that Halacha is a second-class citizen when it comes to its relationship with the other Avodos. That the other Avodos are considered, for whatever reason, much more Chashuv than Halacha. And this is one good indication. We'll get to Halacha, but we save it for last, even though chronologically, it's certainly not the last. But it's the last and the least of Chashivos. So anyway, so we find that Shechita and Kabbalah need to be Lishma. How do I know Zrika also needs to be Lishma? V'chitem alel of mehani. Anything you tell me, well, learn it from Shechita and Kabbalah. No, you can't learn it from Shechita and Kabbalah because there's a chumra that Shechita and Kabbalah have that Zrika does not have. Malahani, Shekein Tu'una Tzafon. There are two chumras actually. Number one, that both Shechita and Kabbalah have to be in the north. V'yeshtan b'chataos ha'pnimios. And they both apply to the chataos ha'pnimios, like the Parham Dover Shal Tzibur, the special karbanos, Elo Amar, which is not true of Zrika. Ella amakra, so I must be that there's a third pasuk to teach me that zrika needs to be lishma. What's the pasuk? Hazorik estam ashlamim. Shatei zrika l'shem shlamim. Pasuk says zorik estam ashlamim. That teaches me that zrika must be l'shem l'karban shlamim. So frak the gemara. Excuse me. Frak the gemara. Just last place. Yeah, frak the gemara v'lichtav rachmana b'zrika v'leilich mina. Why doesn't the Torah only tell me zrika needs to be lishma? And I'll know that if zrika, which there's no hakpada on safon, and that doesn't apply to the chataos apnimios, needs to be lishma, for sure, shchita and kabbalah, which are so much more chamor, for sure, they need to be lishma. So it must be that zrika has a certain chumra that the others don't. So what's that chumra? Mishum dika l'mifrach mel zrika shekein chayev aleh hazar misa. Zar is allowed to do shchita, he's not allowed to do Kabbalah, but he's not chayiv misa if he does Kabbalah. A zar does zrika, he's chayiv misa. So you see that it's a higher level, which Rav Yosef Engel is medayik, by the way. It says zar, doesn't say isha. Why doesn't it say zar v'isha or chayiv misa? Maybe there's no chayiv misa for an isha, because an isha doesn't have a din of a zar. She has a din of benos aron, which is different than the din of a zar. But again, that's that piece in Aswan Daraisa. But the point over here, the Gemara is saying, is that you see zrika as a certain chumra that Kabbalah, that shchita and Kabbalah do not have. So zrika, thank you. So zrika is a chumra that Kabbalah, that shchita and Kabbalah don't have. So mainly you see that... that you can't derive one from the other, and that's why I need three separate psukim. Shchita, Kabbalah, and Zrika, each to tell me you need Lashma. So now we've gotten three out of the four avodos that you need Lashma. Ashkan Kulu, Halacha Minalan. So great, we got all of them. What about Halacha? V'chitei Malelef Mikulu. So you can say, what do you mean? Halacha, learn it from the other three. What chumra could Halacha possibly have that the other three don't have? No, Malakulu Shekein Avoda Shiyef Shalvatla. It's exactly the point. The other three all have a chumra that Halacha doesn't have, namely, that there's no way around them. You must do Shchita, you must do Kabbalah, you must do Zrika. Tomer b'halacha she'ef shel levatla. You're allowed to be mevatel halacha. What do you mean you're allowed to be mevatel halacha? So that's what we said. If Rashi points out over here, shimratza shochit betzana mizbeach, bizorik. You could just shecht right next to the mizbeach, and that's good, and just be zorik right there, and then you won't have to do a halacha. It sounds almost that halacha is totally practical in nature. That, what do you mean? You got to get from point A to point B. The only way to get from point A to point B is to go from point A to point B. So, we're going to see that's not entirely true. Halacha actually is an avoda, but it is a lower level avoda. So anyway, so bottom line is, we still need a source for how I know that that halacha needs to be lishma as well. So says Gemara, Ela amarkra, Pasuk says, V'hikrav es hakol hamizbecha. V'amar mar, what does v'hikrav mean? Zu halacha sevarim lakevesh. This is a reference to the halacha sevarim, to bringing the evarim to the kevesh, to the ramp. V'tanya, and we have a brisa, v'ikrivu zu kabbalah sadam. V'ikrivu is a reference to kabbalah sadam. So notice, v'hikriv we're darshaning means halacha, v'ikrivu we're darshaning means kabbalah. So which is it? Is the lashon of v'hikriv halacha, or is it kabbalah? So v'apik rachmana b'lashon halacha, v'ikrivu we said, as we discussed earlier, is a reference to kabbalah, and we had machlokas Rashi tells us how we know that. But we know that it's a reference to kabbalah. Why would you use a lashon that sounds like halacha to describe kabbalah? It must be that if you're using the lashon that sounds like, it means you're drawing something close, that a lashon of halacha to describe kabbalah must be, you're trying to draw some link between halacha and kabbalah. Lemeimer da halacha lo tafka michlal kabbalah. That tells you that halacha follows the rules of kabbalah. What are the rules of kabbalah? That it needs to be lishma. Kabbalah Sadam, we already darshaned earlier, needs to be lishma. Must be halacha also needs to be lishma. So right here at this point, we have already proven that all dalet avodos need to be l'shem that karban. That if you're shechting karban shlamim, they all need to be l'shem karban shlamim. That you can't be mishana one of the dalet avodos to another karban. So that's in terms of the l'shem the karban. What about l'shem the bailim? So that's the next stage in the Gemara. Va'ashkachan shinur kodesh, shinur bailim minalan. How do I know that you can't be mishana the bailim on the karban? That if some person A is chayiv the karban, I can't have kavana that it should be l'shem person B when I do these dalet avodos? Some Rav Pinchas prayed Rav Ami, Omar Kra, ubasar zevach todas shalomav. So what do we dash from there? Shetei zvicha l'shem toda. It says zevach todas. So what do you see? It's similar, the same way we dashen before when it said zevach shlamim, we dashen zevach todas, that the shchita, the zevach, the shchita needs to be l'shem karban todah when you're bringing karban todah. So menu in the shina kodesh, aye, but l'shem karban todah means l'shem the karban. What does that have to do with the bailim? So, but we already know that you need the shchita l'shem the karban. So this pasuk, that's the concept of im eino inyan. If you have two psukim that teach me ostensibly the same thing, we say one of them must be there to teach me something else, even though it sounds like it's teaching me the same thing as the first one. So im eino inyan l'shinoi kodesh, if it's not there to teach me about shinoi kodesh to nafkal and mehasam, which we already learned from the pasuk of im zevach shlamim karbano. So we already learned that you need shchita l'shem the karban. So it's eino inyan l'shinoi bailim. So we have to apply this over to a situation of shinoi bailim. So frek the Gemara, v'hayla hachiyudasa, really, that's what the pasuk is coming to teach me? That shinoi bailim is going to pasul a shchita? Is that what it's, or that shinoi bailim is, that a shchita for the wrong bailim is the improper thing to do? Is that really what the pasuk is teaching me? Hami bailei l'chetetanya, I already need this pasuk to teach me something else. Pasuk teaches me the following, like we learned in a braisa. Ubasar zevach todo shlamav, abachanin omer mishum Rabbi Lazar, balulame todo sheshachtu l'shem shlamim k'shera. This pasuk teaches me that if you shech the karban todo l'shem a karban shlamim, it's kosher. Shlamim sheshachtu l'shem todo psula. But you shech the regular karban shlamim l'shem karban todo, that's pasul. Why isn't it a two-way street? If they're synonymous, if they're the same thing, shouldn't it work in both ways? And if they're not the same, shouldn't it not work in both ways? So the Gemara explains, Ma hefresh bein zeh lezeh? What's the difference between whether you shech the todah l'shem shlamim or shlam l'shem todah? Todah kriya shlamim. Todah is a subcategory of shlamim. Todah is a kind of karban shlamim. Ve'in shlamim kriya todah. But shlamim is not a subcategory of todah. So if you shech the todah l'shem shlamim, you're in the parsha. It is a shlamim. It's a kind of shlamim. But you shech the shlamim l'shem karban todah, another shlamim l'shem karban todah, it is not a karban todah. It is not a different kind of karban todah. And mail is going to be pasul. But bottom line is, why do we quote this whole drasha? Just to show we already use this pasuk to teach me this unique relationship between shlamim and todah. So you can't use this pasuk to teach me that you need shchita l'shem l'bailim. This pasuk is not there to teach me you need shchita l'shem l'bailim. So we're back to square one. How do you know shchita l'shem l'bailim? So anan mizavach karmina. He says, no, you're looking at the wrong words of the pasuk. From the fact that it says todas shlamav, that's where we darsh in the relationship between todah and shlamim. Zevach teaches us that the shchita needs to be l'shem l'bailim. It's a different word in the pasuk. You're right, it's the same pasuk, but you can have two different limudim because we're focused on the two drushas are focused on different parts of the pasuk. Fracting mar, no, even the word zevach is already used. Because we still have the shayla, how do I know that the same is true about that chatas and asham have a din that it could only be eaten for one day, like a karban todah? Tamlomar zevach. That's what I learned from zevach. Zevach teaches me that chatas nasham is only eaten for one day. So you're already using the word zevach. Teach me that din. So every word in this pasuk is already accounted for. Bottom line is, we still don't have a source then to teach me that the shchita needs to be l'shem the bailim. See, imkein nichtov kra ubasar todah shlam of zevach. If it wanted to teach me just the drashas about the chatas nasham being eaten for one day and the drasha of todah and shlamim, but not the drasha of shchita l'shem bailim, it should have had the word zevach at the end. My zevach, why does it have zevach todah shlam of zevach at the beginning? Shema minatarti. It must be that it's there to teach me both of these dinim. By both it means all three of these dinim. That pasuk is coming to teach me three separate dinim. It's coming to teach me the unique relationship between todah and shlamim, that todah is a subcategory of shlamim. It's coming to teach me the din that chatos nashim is only eaten for one day. And it's coming to teach me the din, most importantly for us, for our sugya, that you need shchita l'shem the bailim. Good. So far what have we done so far in this daf? We learned that you need all four avodos l'shem the karban, and we learned so far shchita needs to be done l'shem the bailim. We're still missing the other three avodos l'shem the bailim. So says Mar Ashkan zvicha shar avodos min alon. So that's great for zvicha. What about all the other avodos? Zvicha mini shchita. What about all the other avodos? V'chita melelf mizvicha. Now this is going to start sounding familiar. So if you're going to say, well, if it applies to shchita, it should apply to the other avodos. No, mal zvicha shekin posa shloshem alchem bepesach. But we know that shchita doesn't l'shem people who cannot eat a Karban Pesach is not going to work for a Karban Pesach. It's going to pass a Karban Pesach. So you see, Shechita has its own unique Chumrah. Nomer b'zvicha b'shinoi kodesh, nemer zvicha b'shinoi kodesh, nemer zvicha b'shinoi b'aylim. So we say, no, it says there is such a din of zvicha, of shechting by shinoi kodesh, and shechting l'shma by shinoi b'aylim. So ma zvicha, so maybe this is the way to darshan it. Just like we learned that even though Shechita has its own Chumrah, but we learned that by that if you shecht a Karban, that there's a requirement to shecht the Karban l'shem that Karban. And that requirement is not only by Shechita, but it's by all Dalet Avodos, because we had Psukim that taught us that you have to do all Dalet Avodos l'shem that Karban. So maybe you should say that when, just that if the Torah tells us there's a requirement to shecht the Karban l'shem that Bailim, that should also carry over to all Dalet Avodos, that there should be a hekesh between Zvicha l'shem the Karban and Zvicha l'shem the Bailim, that just like Zvicha l'shem the Karban is just is true of all the Dalet Avodos, so to Zvicha l'shem the Bailim is true of all the Dalet Avodos. Nemra Zvicha b'shina Kaddish, Nemra Zvicha b'shina Bailim. It says you need Shechita l'shma by both situations. Ma Zvicha amur b'shina Kaddish l'chilakta b'in Zvicha l'shar Avodos. Just like when it came to l'shma, meaning l'shem that Karban, we required it across the board by all Dalet Avodos, as we spent the first two-thirds of this Amud proving. So too, when it says that you need zvicha l'shem the bailim, maybe we should say the same thing, that we're not going to be mechalik between shechita and all the other dalet avodos. So maybe that's how we know that you need all the dalet avodos l'shem the bailim. So says the Gemara, no, ikal lemifrach, because you could ask on that. There's a pircha to be asked. Malashinu kodesh, you can't compare Shinu kodesh to Shinu bailim. Again, the structure is we're trying to say, look, we have sources for all four when it comes to Shinu kodesh, and only for shechita when it comes to Shinu bailim. But maybe we should compare Shinu kodesh to Shinu bailim. Just like by Shinu kodesh, we applied, we have the din by all four. By Shinu bailim, we should also have the din by all four. That you need the shema, you need the shame, the bailim. So it says Gemara, you can't compare Shinu kodesh to Shinu bailim. They're in two different orbits. They're in two different worlds. Why? There are four basic chilukim between Shinu Kodesh and Shinu Bailim. What are they? Malah Shinu Kodesh Akein. Number one, Psula Begufa. Shinu Kodesh is a psul in the guf of the carbon. The Gemara is going to explain exactly what that means. Number two, Yeshno Ba'arba Avodos. Shinu Kodesh, it says explicitly by all Dalet Avodos, that we had Psukim to teach us by all the Dalet Avodos, that by Shinu Kodesh, that it's not going to be, that you require Lishma. The Yeshno La'achar Misa. Also, Shinui Kodesh is Yeshno La'achar Misa, is something that applies even La'achar Misa is a problem even after the owner of the carbon dies. If, let's say, an owner of a carbon dies, if I have, when I shech that carbon, when his son shechs that carbon on his behalf, right, after he died, he has to still have in mind that if it was a shlamim, it's L'shem carbon shlamim. He still has to have in mind what the carbon is for, but it no longer is L'shem bailim, because the bailim is dead. So the idea of Shinui Bailim no longer applies once the guy is dead. It only applies when the person is still alive. V'yeshno b'tzibur k'biyachid. The other thing is, Shinui Kodesh is a problem even in a Karban HaTzibur. Because if it's a Karban HaTzibur that's a Shalmei Tzibur, you have to have Kavanah, L'shem Shlamim. But if it's for the whole Tzibur, there's no din of Shinui Bailim, because everyone's the Bailim. The whole Klal Yisrael is the Bailim. It's a carbon of the Tzibur. So there wouldn't be a din of Shinui Bailim. So you see that there are these four chilukim between Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Bailim that tells me you can't just say, oh, if it applies to Shinui Kodesh, then mele it applies to Shinui Bailim as well. And then the Gemara says, you know, let's be totally honest over here. I told you four chilukim. There aren't really four. We sort of fudged it a little bit. V'yavgav detarti lav davka, tarti mia davka. Two of the four aren't really good chilukim. Two of the four aren't really distinctions between Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Bailim. Only, but still, two of them still are. You know, it's like sometimes when you want to come up with an argument, so you say like one really strong argument, then you add like a million sniffim that are all very, very shvach. So it's okay, honestly, those last ones are a little shvach, but we still have what to rely on. So what do you mean two of them aren't really good arguments? So the Gemara is going to explain. Maishna Shinui Bailim Dulavi Psula Begufo Machshava Bialma Shinui Kodesh Nami Machshava Bialmahu. Why do we say that Shinui Bailim is not called a psul in the guf of the Karban? Because Shinui Bailim just means that you're thinking for the wrong guy. It's only a machshava. It's nothing about the physical Karban itself. It's only something that's pure machshava. Well, guess what? Shirin Kodesh is also pure machshava. You're thinking, instead of thinking that it's a shlamim, you're thinking that it's an ola. So it's also just pure machshava. So that's not a distinction between Shirin Kodesh and Shirin Abayim. That's actually something Shirin Kodesh and Shirin Abayim have in common. They're both the kind of shinui that's totally, completely a machshava. El kivin da achshava pasla, hachanami kivin da achshava pasla. That by Shirin Kodesh, when you have the wrong machshava, it passes. And by Shirin Abayim, also the wrong machshava passes. It's true, both by Shirin Kodesh and Shirin Abayim. It's not something that's a distinction. So that's why that chilik is not really a chilik. That idea of psul begufo is not really true. Ulrav Pinchas Breid Rav Mari Damar Yeshin Ubailam Nachar Misa Tarti Miyikal Mifrach. And the other one that's not really true is we said that there's no Shinoi Bailim after Misa. There's no problem of Shinoi Bailim after Misa. There's only problem of Shinoi Kodesh after the Bailim dies. Well, not everyone agrees to that. Rabbi Pinchas Breid Rav Mari holds that Shinoi Bailim also applies to Acher Misa. You still have to have Kavana L'shem the Bailim even though he's dead. So according to that Shita, this is also not a chilik between Shinoi Kodesh and Shinoi Bailim. But still, we still stick to our guns. Tarti Mia Ika L'mifrach. But two out of the four are still there. Two out of the four differences between Shinoi Kodesh and Shinoi Bailim are still there. And therefore what? Bottom line, we wanted to say, well, again, our whole goal over here is to try to find how I know that Kavana L'shem, the wrong Bailim, is going to be a problem by all Dalet Avodos. I have a Pasuk for Shechita, so we wanted to say, oh, just learn it from Kavana Shelo L'shem, that Karban, where it applies to all four. He says, no, there are two major distinctions between Shinoi Kodesh and Shinoi Bailim, between having Kavana for the wrong Karban and having Kavana for the wrong guy. So you can't just learn one from the other. Ella Amar Rav Ashi Amar Kra. So rather, Rav Ashi says in the pasuk, "V'nirtzelo l'chaper alav v'lo al chaveru." Pasuk says that it should be a kapara for him v'lo al chaveru. That the zrika, it's referring to v'nirtza hartzah we just mentioned before. That while shchita is primarily there to address a heter achila, you can't eat without shchita. Zrika primarily addresses ritzui. What accomplishes ritzui is the zrika. So it's a dead giveaway. When the pasuk says v'nirtzelo l'chaper alav, the gemara doesn't even have to quote the rest of the pasuk, right? We're referring to the zrika. V'nirtzelo l'chaper alav is clearly reference to the zrika. And what do we see? That the zrika is only kapara if it's done alav for him. If it's done for somebody else, it's no good. So there you see that not only is Shechita required L'shem Bailim, by Zrika you also need L'shem Bailim. So Frek the Gemara, really, is that where we learn it from? V'hayla ha'chiyuda asa. Do we derive Zrika L'shem Bailim from that pasuk? Isn't that pasuk coming to teach me a different din? Ha'imi ba'ilei l'chaditanya. That pasuk is needed to teach me the din that's taught in the following braisa. V'nirtza lo l'chaper alav, Rabbi Shimon Omer, es sha'alav chayiv ba'achriyuso. If the type of carbon that it is a carbon that you made on yourself, meaning you made it on the gavra, not on the cheftza, meaning you made it a neder, hare alai. You said that this carbon should be on me, it should be my responsibility. That's when you're chayiv ba'achriyuso, that's when you're chayiv, if before it was completed, something happened to it, it got lost, you then need to bring another carbon in its place, because you took the personal responsibility to bring a carbon. So it's lav dafka, this animal, you have to make sure you bring a carbon. Ve'esh she'eino alav, eino chayiv ba'achriyuso. But that which is not on you, that which is din in the carbon, like you say, harei zu, this animal should be a carbon, well then you're not going to be chayiv ba'achriyuso. This is, as we've often pointed out, this is the original Cheftza Gavra. The original distinction between the Cheftza Gavra that the Brisker's made so famous and continued to expand to almost every area of halacha, the real source of it is the difference between Neder and Nedava. When you say Harei Alai is on the Gavra, Harei Zu is on the Cheftza, it's on the animal, it's on... it's on the carbon. So that's what we really derive from that pasuk. We don't derive from that pasuk that Zrika needs to be L'shem Bailim. V'amrav Yisrael Baravdimi, my taima, kivin da'amar alai, kiman d'tal naya kasvidami. Why is it that when you say haray alai, that if something goes wrong, you're going to need to bring another carbon? When you say alai, you're saying, I'm taking all the responsibility on my shoulders. That that it's all on me. And if something goes wrong, I'm taking it upon myself to fix it, to make sure that I replace it. But bottom line is, we don't use that pasuk to teach me that you need kavana l'shem bailim when you do the zrika. So Ravashi, mi v'nirtza lo l'chaper ka'amar. Ravashi, no, he darshens it from the fact that it says v'nirtza lo l'chaper mashma lo v'lo l'chavero, meaning it's not that pasuk. You're right, he has a different pasuk. It says v'nirtza lo l'chaper, that teaches me that you need the kapara to be for him and not for, it is the same pasuk rather, but it's not from a love, it's not from the word a love in the pasuk, it's from the word lo in the pasuk, that it's lo v'lo al-chavero. It's not a love v'lo al-chavero, a love, you're right, that's how we darshan the chiluk between a neder and a dava. V'nirtza lo is where we darshan that you need kavana l'shem bailam. So where are we right now? We've proven all four avodos need to be l'shem, the right karban. We've proven that shchita and zrika need to be l'shem, the bailam. We still have two more avodos that we don't yet know if they need to be l'shem, the bailam. Shashkan, zvicha, zrika. So yes, we've proven shchita and zrika. Kabbalah minalan. How do I know that Kabbalah needs to be l'shem, the bailam? V'chit heimalelef mizvicha, zrika. Unless you say, well, if it's true of zvicha and zrika, so then it should be true of Kabbalah as well. Well, no, because zvicha and zrika have their own chumras that don't apply to Kabbalah. Mal zvicha zrika shekein avodos chayev on ale b'chutz. Zvicha and zrika are avodos that you're chayev on them if you do them b'chutz. If you do them chutz l'machane, so, but Kabbalah and Halacha, you're not chayev ala b'chutz. Rashi quotes Gemara and Daf Kuf Yud Beis and Beis. Vayotzik v'abolva mekabel dam b'chutz potter. You potter if you do Kabbalah b'chutz. Elam Ravashi asya me'el nazir. So where do I know that zrika? That Kabbalah rather it has to be l'shem bailim. We learn it from the ram of the Nazir. D'chsiv esha'ayil ya'aseh zevach shlamim shetei asiyaso l'shem shlamim. The asiya of the ayil must be l'shem a karban shlamim. So what's an asiya? Asiya means the avoda that's special for a karban has to be l'shem the shlamim. So there we see that Kabbalah also has to be l'shem the right karban. Wait a second, we already darshan l'shem the karban. We're trying to find out that it's got to be, we're trying to figure out how we know that it's got to be l'shem the bailim. So again, we'll use that same methodology of im eino inyan, that if I already know that it's got to be l'shem the karban, obviously this drasha must be coming to teach me something else. Im eino inyan l'shinu kodesh nafkele me'asam, t'neu inyan l'shinu bailim, amle revacha bar abba l'rava, eima ya'aseh klal. How do you know to darshan the pasuk that way? Maybe ya'aseh is a klal, zevach prat. It says, "Vesayil Yaaseh Zevach Shlamim." So maybe Yaaseh is a klal, Zevach is a prat, and the way to darshan is as follows: Klal prat ain bechlal ela mashe beprat zvicha in midyachrin alone. Maybe the way to darshan klal prat is that it only means that which is specified, which means that only shchita should have to be l'shem the bailim, and nothing else should have to be l'shem the bailim. Maybe we're reading the pasuk all wrong. It's not telling me all dalet avodos need to be l'shem the bailim. It's telling me dafka shchita l'shem the bailim. So says Gemara, no, iksav yaseh shlamim zevach k'dekamrit. Had it said yaseh shlamim zevach, then you're right. Hashadukhsiv Yaseh, Zevach Shlomim, now that it juxtaposes Yaseh and Zevach without telling me what the Yaseh is about, Havale Klal She'inomali, it's like an incomplete Klal. Yaseh is a very general term, but it doesn't even tell me what it's about. So we call Klal She'inomali, ain't done enough of a Klal Prat. So that disqualifies it from being used as a Klal Prat, because it doesn't give me enough information in the Klal. That's one way of dealing with it. Ravina Amar Liolam Dunin. Ravina says, you're right, you're asking along the right way, the right line of thinking. It is a klal prat, but he says you're missing one thing. There's another klal at the end, and therefore you're dashing it all wrong. It's not a klal prat where you're only going to limit it to the prat, which is only shchita. Ravina Amar Liolam Dunin V'la Hashem Chazaru Klal. So it's a klal prat to klal. Amle Ravach Midifta Ravina V'alo Dami Klal Kamel Klal Basra Klal Kamel Marba Asios V'sulo Klal Basra Kol Hashem Afilu Shvich Shrayim V'Aktar Zemurin. Wait a second. The first klal is just about the avodos. It's just about the dalet avodos. The klal basra, the last klal is the Hashem, implies everything. Anything you would do associated with the carbon, burning the emurin of the carbon, shvicha shirayim, things that aren't even avodos. So how can you say that they work together as a klal prat to klal when the second klal is so much more inclusive than the first klal was? So Tana de Be'er Rabbi Shmuel, b'chlal yuprat yidarsh ki agavna. Be'er Rabbi Shmuel taught, you're allowed to dash in klal uprat when the two klalim are not exactly the same, when one klal is much more inclusive than the other. And therefore, how do we darshan it? Klal uprat to klal yatadan el kena prat, ma prat mefurish avodo bino l'shman, just like the prat, which is about shchita, is a type of avoda, and it needs to be l'shem the bailim, av kol avodo bino l'shman. So to every avoda needs to be l'shem the bailim, and therefore all dalet avodos are covered. Aye, frankly, Mari Ma Prat Mufurish Avodav Chayevna Labachot, Avkal Avodav Chayevna Labachot, Shchita Zrika in Kabal Valachalo. But wait a second, maybe you can define it more narrowly, because the Klal is an avoda for which you are chayiv b'chutz. Shchita is an avoda for which you're chayiv b'chutz. So maybe only shchita and zrika are included in this pasuk, and not kabbalah and olacha. Inami, or maybe you could ask the following. Maybe you could redefine the prat in a different way. Ma prat mefurish davaratan safan v'yashnu b'chataos, b'chataos apnimios. Maybe the shchita, the prat, is a reference to something that needs to be done in the north, and is done by the chatos apnimios. So I've called haton safon v'yashom chatos apnimios shchita kabbalah in, which would then include shchita and kabbalah, but zrika would be excluded, but would be on the outside looking in. Meaning, how do you know that the klal of prat of klal comes to include anything that's an avoda, period? Maybe it's an avoda that happens to have certain qualities that shchita happens to have, and therefore would exclude either kabbalah or zrika, depending which way you want to go with it. So the Gemara says, you're right. We have no idea how to exactly define the prat, and therefore, ikal lememer hachi, v'ikal lememer hachi. You could have excluded Kabbalah, you could have excluded zrika, you can't exclude both, though, because it's klal prat klal, it's coming to include something. So whenever you have a klal prat klal, it's clearly coming to include something, and you're just not sure which way to go with it. Should I include Kabbalah? Should I include zrika? So shkulin hein v'yavau shneim. You have to say, we don't know which one to disqualify, so include them both. And that's how we know that all the avodos actually require Shchita l'shem, they'll actually require l'shem the bailim. So that's what the whole daf was about, just ascertaining the marmakomos of how we know that you need the dalet avodos l'shem the karbon, and then how we know that you need the dalet avodos l'shem the bailim.